This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Rob Dew. Just wanted to finish up on these email revelations and then talk to you about how they're going to ban transportation as you know it. That's coming down the pike very, very quickly. But these latest revelations, as I pointed out, you know, it's truly amazing. Yeah, when I see these revelations coming out as well about Danny Williams, the guy who says and makes a pretty good case that he's the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton. And he says, Hillary, please stop blocking me from seeing my dad, Bill Clinton. And I look at it and it's like, you know, what would it be like to have a wicked stepmother like Hillary Clinton? I mean, she is like the quintessential wicked stepmother. I just want to say he seems like a really nice guy. He was here yesterday in studio. He seems like a very nice man. And I just want to give him a piece of advice and say, stay as far away from the Clintons as you can, especially Hillary Clinton. I mean, don't take any shiny red apples from her either if you get around her. But look at the venom coming out of the Hillary Clinton campaign against supporters of Sanders, calling them self-righteous whiners, calling Hispanic leaders needy Latinos, calling CNN anchor Jake Tapper a dick, okay, going on and on and on, and then throwing the Catholics under the bus to the extent that the Catholics are coming out and saying, hey, we need to have the campaign spokeswoman, Jennifer Palmieri, to resign. If you really don't want to, are you going to distance yourself from her comments? You know, remember when they said that to Donald Trump about this Ku Klux Klan guy who says, oh, I like Donald Trump. And it's like, he didn't invite that. As a matter of fact, when he was looking at the Reform Party, he said, well, I'm not going to get into that because we've got people from the Klan getting into that at this point in time. So he had said back in, I think it was 2000, he said, I'm not going to get involved in that. And yet somebody endorses him. And then you just hear this constant drumbeat. Are you going to disavow? Is she going to disavow the hatred from her campaign staff mocking Catholics? You know, of course, they're not mocking. When you look at what they're saying, the types of things that they're saying, what would happen if they were saying that kind of thing about the religion that they revere, Islam, and the Clinton campaign? We're also seeing more revelations within these emails about how Cheryl Mills, remember, she got immunity before she would even agree to turn over her laptop. I mean, they treat her with more deference than they did the former CIA director. They didn't ask him if they could have his laptop. They just took it. And then Bill Clinton had to give him a pardon, but they still revoked his security clearance. But Cheryl Mills and these other staffers, no, you got to give me immunity before I give you my laptop. You're just the FBI. I'm with Hillary Clinton. Okay, but now we see these emails pointing out the obvious conflict of interest of how she's working for the State Department and the Clinton Foundation at the same time, because that's the way they laundered their money. These people know how to launder money. Goes way back. They've had decades of practice doing this. Another email. Can we survive not answering questions from the press? Yes, we can. And we can do it for 80% of the campaign, not even having a phony, prearranged press conference where she gets all the questions in advance. I mean, one of these issues, as a matter of fact, I retweeted it on my Twitter account. You can see it. You can see the email where they sent her the questions that were going to be asked by Chris Hayes at MSNBC. And then you see her scripted response. And then he does a phone interview with her, and they're pretending that she's just responding off the cuff. She had focus tested this response and had a script that she was reading off of. And you can read on the WikiLeaks email along with her as you hear her on this live, quote unquote, live interview with MSNBC. What a bunch of phony crap we're getting from the mainstream media and from the Clintons. Now, I want to shift gears real quickly here and talk about transportation. You know, there's this article today talking about, hey, there's 40,000, well, we don't have time, 40,000 bouts of tech rage over their lifetime. They say 40,800 technology malfunctions in a lifetime. You know, you see your system crash, you see these updates fail. How's that going to be like when you've got automated software? But it gets far worse than that, folks. They're going to ban diesel engines in the United States. They're going to ban internal combustion engines. Diesel engines banned next year. Internal combustion engines banned in Europe.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, mainstream media is having a total freak out from the words of Alex Jones once again. And this happened on Monday. Alex Jones talked about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, called them demons, and that from reports he's been given that they stink and smell like sulfur. And so Media Matters picked that up, put a little thing out. Obama talks about it 2 days later. We got a little video about that coming up. My wife even sent me a link to it on some night talk show. I don't even know who the host is. I don't even know who hosts these things anymore. I forget the name of the guy. I'll pull that up in a little bit. But he even mentions it. And then we have today, just a few hours ago, this is from the New York Times. He calls Hillary Clinton a demon. Who is Alex Jones? That's what Liam Stack wants to say. And they got the video there of Obama saying, hey, literally, by the way, and he sniffs himself. It smelled like sulfur. And it's just really funny the way these people can't stand any type of criticism. Because what they are doing, just through looking at the WikiLeaks emails, which proves that they are acting in a demonic fashion, that what they're doing is not of this world. Because if you claim to be the leader or want to be the leader of your country, why would you then support the group that we're supposedly fighting? Well, she's admitted years ago that we did that with Al-Qaeda. And then now it's coming out through through all the WikiLeaks emails that, of course, which we've said before, she's supporting ISIS. And Obama's supporting ISIS. They got the weapons drops. They don't know where the weapons are going. Oh, we dropped them, and they got them. Oh, wow, look at that. Made in the USA. They got the missiles from the secret CIA base in Libya, which was part of the whole Benghazi deal. And it just goes on and on and on. So I want to read a little bit of this New York Times article. Alex Jones is going to have a video rebuttal coming out very soon. So it starts off, President Obama took a moment at the rally this week to sniff his hand and prove that he's not really a demon from hell who reeks of sulfur and walks the earth swarmed by flies. Yet, he is swarmed by flies, and we have plenty of photos to prove that. Why would the president do such a thing even in jest? Because he is scared. S-H-I, I'm not going to say it, less. He lifted his hand and did that, and then they go, who is this man, Alex Jones? Where does he work? He's based in Texas, where he hosts the nationally syndicated Alex Jones Show. He's been called the most prolific conspiracy theorist in contemporary America by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Yeah, those are a great bunch of people. And then they say he's had several bursts into mainstream attention. In 2011, he aired an interview with Charlie Sheen. And then he started the petition to deport Piers Morgan. And then went on and gave Piers Morgan the highest ratings of his week ever by going on to that show and really handing it to Piers. And then by the end of the year, Piers' show was gone because he was such a popular guy. Alex actually breathed life into that show. And he just, what does he believe? He describes himself as a libertarian. Many of his views mix traditional conservative critiques of government with wild-eyed delusions about globe-spanning conspiracies. He argues that September 11th terrorist attacks and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. And all you have to do is go through just a couple of Alex's movies. 9-11 The Road to Tyranny has a great section. As powerful as the 9-11 information is in that film, there's a whole section on the Oklahoma City bombing, which shows actual local news footage of them keeping the rescuers from going into the building to look for survivors. And they say because they found a second and third bomb. And these bombs were bigger than the first bomb that went off. And that whole day, they're talking about the bomb being inside the building. Being inside the building. The governor gets on, talks about, yeah, we're removing the second and third bomb. They show the car moving up, the bomb disposal truck moving in, and then leaving. And everybody's talking about this second and third bomb that they removed that were bigger than the first. And there's witnesses talking about two explosions. Because if you have a building right here and you have a car bomb that blows up this way, explosions go out, you're not going to have material from this building fly over the explosion over to this area, which you had buildings across the street from the Murrow building had particles embedded into them. And that doesn't happen with normal Newtonian physics. When an explosion happens, it doesn't hit the building and then shoots particles over there to embed in the building. No, that only happens if you have a bomb inside the building. Alex had bomb experts on who looked at it and said, no, it looks like here you can see there's damage in different areas. And this, the worst damage is inside the building more, not even where the supposed car bomb was. And then there's this big crater that never really exists that they showed a diagram of in Newsweek, because when they can't prove anything with a photo, they show a diagram that some artist makes and go, look, here's the crater, big giant crater. And at first it was a car bomb, then it became a truck bomb. And then there's the footage that the FBI confiscated from all the security cameras all around the Murrah building, which showed two people getting out of that Ryder truck, the John Doe number two, the mysterious guy that suddenly doesn't exist anymore. And then you got 9-11. You got the guys, the hijackers coming in, through Canada, which Mr. Springman, he worked at the embassy in Riyadh, talked about how they were giving these visas to these guys, and he said, no, don't give them to them. These guys are bad news. They didn't listen to him. They wanted these guys in here. You've got them getting flight training in Florida at an Air Force base. You've got them being followed by FBI informants. All this stuff surrounding 9/11. There's weirdness around 9/11 everywhere. And yet, if you say it was an inside job that people in the government knew, like Dick Cheney was in the bunker saying the orders still stand not to shoot down the plane. There's plenty of information out there. Plenty of information. And then Sandy Hook, basically, there's a media blackout. You can't get any information out of these public officials. Information they're supposed to provide. So, and there's plenty of information out there on that. So, if you bring up those events, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And it says here, in 2013, Jones argued same-sex marriage was eugenicist globalist plot to encourage the breakdown of the family. We get rid of God so the state can reign supreme. And not because they're atheists, but because they want the state to be God. And that's true. The state does want to be your God. The state wants you to pray to Chavez so you get the milk. Okay, the state wants you to depend on them. They want you to depend on them for everything, for the health care, for defense. They want you to have guns. And on and on and on. It goes on. Has Hillary Clinton just claims? Yes, she has. She basically called him the National Enquirer and then talked about her dark heart. Yet she is someone funded by the Saudi Arabian government and other Middle Eastern countries like Qatar. And they gave her husband $1 million. It came out. This is just in the WikiLeaks documents. She gets over 20% of her donations come from Saudi Arabia, a country that treats women like second-class citizens. But that's okay, because when you listen to liberal media out there, these insane people that go, well, she's got a lot of experience. We need experience. She's got experience. Yeah, she's got experience in deceiving people, setting up fake emails servers, creating rogue armed groups to take over countries where there's been power vacuums, for destroying the country of Libya, for now helping destroy, starting off the war in Syria. Yeah, she's been there the entire time. And she wants you to think she's out there fighting for you, the little guy. And she's got some of these people duped into believing that she cares about you. She doesn't care about you at all. Hillary Clinton cares about one person, and that's herself. She doesn't care about her family, I don't think. But I'm going to get into these WikiLeaks documents coming up. But first, let's just go to the video in question where Alex is talking about it. We even got Bill saying she works like a demon. But Alex Jones says that it's the end of the world. He goes on Charlie Rose and says she's been working like a demon. That's okay. It's okay for him to say it. Because I guess if when another demon says you're working like a demon, it's okay. And these people are definitely, their brains are out of this world. I don't know where they're really from, but here's the video.
I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell that as soon as she gets into power is going to try to destroy the planet.
She's worked like a demon, as you know, as Secretary of State. And
we came, we saw, we died.
What difference at this point does it make?
And there's only one candidate in this race who understands that democracy in a big, diverse country doesn't work if you constantly demonize each other. Demonize each other.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
And I mean that literally, by the way. I was reading the other day, there's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He says, me and Hillary are demons.
I'm telling you. She is a demon. This is biblical. She's going to launch a nuclear war.
Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something? Now,
up on Infowars.com. Obama responds to Alex Jones calling him and Hillary demons. I'm going to be taking your phone calls coming up. 800-259-9231.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Information coming out of WikiLeaks right now, and it's all being distracted, it's all being overshadowed by Donald Trump supposedly groping women. Of course, these women didn't say anything at the time. In fact, on that New York Times article, that talks about Alex Jones. After it plays the Obama video, goes into this other video automatically about this lady who was on a flight with Donald Trump, and he started groping her like an octopus, which is just somebody posted on Twitter that there's another like an octopus analogy is what was talked about in this other source for somebody else groping women that was also. So it's like they're taking from this other event that happened in England and putting it on Trump. And what's funny is, who is it? Who was it? Okay. And, all right. Now, we'll just save it. They were talking to me about throwing to a clip. I got into talking about something. I want to finish this point. I am going to play a John Bowne video that gets into the Mark of the Beast and how they're promoting it. But I'm also going to take your calls coming up in the next segment, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have Uncle Sam, Tom, Bruce, Matt, and Gemma already on the line, so I'm going to take your calls. I'd really like to know what your opinion is on WikiLeaks, and what do you think the biggest leak is? Because these are all being overshadowed by supposedly Donald Trump making inappropriate comments and groping women. Of course, none of these women came forward at the time. And what's interesting on that video on the New York Times website, when the lady starts talking about how the encounter was going down, it cuts to a B-roll shot of her eyes where she's not talking. It's just a close-up of her eyes. And they do that so you can't look at her body language while she's talking about the incident, because that's when people lie. They start touching themselves and looking in different areas. They don't want you to see that. They don't want people to start picking that apart. So they cover it. Because that's what these people are best at. And Trump's filing a lawsuit right now, it looks like. He's getting ready to file a lawsuit against the New York Times. So we'll see. And, of course, it'll probably end at some point. They'll say, oh, no, we're just going to drop it. We're not going to post it. And it'll go that way. Let's go ahead and take calls while we're still here. Let's go to Matt in Idaho. Hillary and the Donald. What do you want to talk about, Matt? Go ahead.
Well, everybody knows that Hillary's a demon. And even my most liberal friends will not admittedly say they support Hillary. And I'm talking like these hardcore liberals. I just read The Art of the Deal, and everybody needs to read that book because it gets to the heart and core of who Donald Trump is. He used to pick up aluminum cans and turn them in for money. He states in there that he would not take women back to his apartment because he just wasn't into that. He states in there that, you know, everybody in New York seemed to be heavy drinkers, and that would give him a huge advantage. So I think that Donald needs to focus on the issues. And, I mean, the Hillary attacks are red meat for everybody. We love them, but I don't think it's getting them anywhere.
Yeah, I think he should just go back to the issues. I think he came out and attacked her in this next debate, which is going to be Wednesday, which, of course, will be carrying the live feed. And so join us for that. The last one was very eventful. And I'm hoping he just goes into policy. I like what he said in the last debate about taxes. He's like, look, she's going to raise your taxes, folks. I'm going to give you tax breaks. And people have analyzed it. $4,000 a year if you're making between, I think, $50,000 or $60,000 and $120,000. Maybe it's a little more. Maybe it's like $80,000 to $120,000. And those paying under $25,000 aren't going to pay any taxes at all. You're going to get all that money back. And you're going to see corporations getting a tax break, and they're going to hire more people, and they're going to pay you more. So people don't realize, oh, he's going to give the corporations a tax break. Well, you know, we've created this environment where corporations are gods, and you go into your schools and you learn how to become a corporate cog. So that's the system we created. We've tried to kill small businesses because small businesses are nimble and can really compete against corporations because it takes a long time for a giant corporate juggernaut to turn their ship. When a small company, especially one like us, we're very small, we can turn on a dime when something happens, and large corporations can't do that. So the system inherently doesn't like competition. But if you give these people a little bit, you're going to get more in return, and that's the system we have now. And I don't believe in giving somebody something for nothing because everybody's got to pull their weight. Thanks for calling, Matt. Let's go to Tom in Nevada. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi there. Yes, Rob, I just sent you an email, actually, with an article attachment from the Society of Professional Journalists, and it's written by a lawyer named Ty Clevenger, and he goes into some pretty exciting detail about how he filed a FOIA request for the paternity test on William Jefferson Clinton.
Yeah, and it probably doesn't exist. Hey, Tom, hold on. I'm going to let you finish up after the break. We'll be taking more of your calls, and I got more to go over on these WikiLeaks, so stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive, and I'm your host, Rob Dew. Infowars.com is the website, Infowars.com/shows, where you can watch live.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell that as soon as she gets into power is going to try to destroy the planet.
She's worked like a demon, as you know, as Secretary of State. And
we came, we saw, he died.
What difference at this point does it make?
And there's only one candidate in this race who understands that democracy in a big, diverse country doesn't work if you constantly demonize each other. Demonize each other.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
And I mean that literally, by the way. I was reading the other day. There's a guy on the radio who apparently Trump's on his show frequently. He said, me and Hillary are demons.
I'm telling you. She is a demon. This is biblical. She's going to launch a nuclear war.
Said we smell like sulfur. Ain't that something? Now, I mean, come on, people.
You can't wash that evil off, man. I'm not kidding. People say, they say that. Folks, I've been told this by high up folks. They say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. I never said this because the media go crazy with it, but I've talked to people that are in protective details. I mean, they're scared of it. And they say, listen, She's a freaking demon, and she stinks, and so does Obama. And I go, like, what? Sulfur. They smell like hell.
On November 8th, the arrogance of Washington, D.C. will come face to face with the righteous verdict of the American voter. It's about time.
So much of what he's just said is not right, but he gets to run his campaign any way he chooses.
And that's the full clip bringing us in to the bottom of the hour here for the Overdrive Hour. This is Rob Dew with the Alex Jones Show. And once again, you can watch us live. If you're listening to us on the radio and you want to watch video, show you all the links and all the articles here. Infowars.com/show. Infowars.com/show will get you to the live free feed of the Alex Jones Show. And then it refeeds after that. You can watch a repeat and just keep it going. Please support your local radio and TV stations that are carrying this. Call them up, thank them, support their advertisers, advertise on their shows, on their stations. And don't forget to come and visit InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. We got Biome Defense, which is a great probiotic if you're into probiotics, which you should be if you want to have a healthy gut. The experts agree the gut plays a huge role in normal function of your immune system. And there's also a lot of neurons in your gut. They say the gut is your second brain. So if you want to support that, get your Biome Defense. And it's got billions of 50 billion live and active cultures for 23 different probiotic strains. They say there's more gut flora in your body than there are stars in the universe. I don't know how that is, because it's supposed to be infinite, but that's what they say. And also, InfoWars Solar Base Station is 33% off retail. So check that out. One unit provides 1,500 watts of continuous power and 3,000 watts of peak power. And then it's all recharged by the power of the sun, which is why you don't see big efforts to get people to put solar. I mean, they have some of these government rebates and stuff, but you don't see it promoted very much of having solar on your home, because then you wouldn't have to have power from the power companies. And they like their monopolies on that. They want giant solar farms, giant wind farms providing power. So you're not going to see that. And also, Knockout is, what was Knockout, 25% off? I'll tell you, Knockout is great for if 25% off Knockout. When I go to Bilderberg last 2 years. First year I went, we didn't have Knockout. Second year I brought some Knockout with me, and I took that on the plane, went out immediately. Didn't waste my time watching those in-flight movies, just slept. So when I got on the ground, I could just go right to work. So let me tell you, Knockout works. Helps put you to sleep when you need it the most. But be sure you need about 8 hours of sleep. Be sure you carve out that much time. You can't get up after a power nap after taking Knockout. You're going to feel really groggy. All right, Tom in Nevada, I want to finish up with you talking about the FOIA request. Who was the lawyer that wanted to put that out?
Yeah, just type, "Don't expect the feds to enforce FOIA," and it's by Ty Clevenger. And you better hurry, because I'm sure they'll strip it when they hear this, because it explains in the most disturbing detail how the government just literally ignores FOIA. And, of course, you know Obama was to be the most transparent president ever. And I filed FOIA requests with the oversight agency that's supposed to enforce FOIA, and they've never, ever responded.
Sure. Or they'll give it to you heavily redacted.
Yes.
Judicial Watch runs into this all the time. But there was I think last year it came out, Judicial Watch, they knew 10 days before that attack on Benghazi that it was going to happen. 10 days before. And then Hillary gets up there and lies to the American people and said it was a video that caused these guys to go freak out.
Ask you total liar. Quickly total here, liar. Thought experiment. You know, Hillary keeps saying that the Russians are hacking her, right? Now, I don't know if this is a
Russians do everything. Russians make the sun come up.
But let's do a quick thought experiment, if you'll bear with me. Let's take her at her word. Let's say she really knows something we don't. Well, then isn't that classified information? In other words, either she knows something she shouldn't be sharing in public, or she's lying, right?
She's lying. I don't, She's lying. They're grasping at straws. Anytime you ask them about any of these WikiLeaks emails, they go, well, it was done by the Russians and they faked it all. You really think they got somebody going in there retyping emails and changing emails up? Because you look at the language of some of these emails. It's written by neurotic weirdos when you look at the language. And I don't agree with it. But anyway, thanks for calling, Tom. Let's go to Uncle Sam in Louisiana, my home state. Trump and the women who groped him versus WikiLeaks. Go ahead, Uncle Sam.
Hello, Rob. Say hi to David for me. It was nice to meet him over the Labor Day weekend and his wife.
Are you in New Orleans? You're the guy that runs the pirate radio station off your bike?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I met David. He was here, and of course, I did the story on me. I'm just hoping one of you guys would bring Leanne McAdoo and Margaret Howe with you one time and kind of put a smile on my face. But this past weekend, what I was doing, I was asking, doing interviews with women specifically, and the question was, what matters more, the locker room banter or the leaked emails? And I put that up. It's called The Question of the Day on my YouTube channel. And a lot of the answers will surprise the hell of a lot of people. I think out of maybe the 30-odd interviews I did, there were only four that thought that the locker room banter mattered, and they were hardcore Clinton bots anyway. So they, you know, the rest of the people I spoke to just saw it for what it was.
But if you listen to anybody out there in mainstream media, they're just freaked out by what Trump said. You know, in fact, Geraldo came out and apologized for jumping on that bashing bandwagon, that bashing Trump bandwagon. He came out with a tweet, said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have piled on like everybody else. So Geraldo's got a little bit of sense. But it's just amazing that they're going to try to make these stories that are really molehills. In fact, somebody had a great political cartoon. It was a little molehill, and all the press was around it. It said Trump. And behind him, there are these giant snow-capped peaks that said Hillary scandal, Hillary scandal. They don't care about that. They want Hillary in the White House because that she represents the status quo. Hillary represents everything that I've been against since I started critical thinking back in, I guess, high school. When I was trying to peek behind the curtain and see what was really going on in our systems out there. And I knew the two-party system was fake, the Republicans and Democrats. They're really the same group of people. And I don't think Trump is really a Republican. And, you know, honestly, I think we deserve somebody like Trump because we had a chance to get somebody in like Ron Paul, and we let the mainstream media steamroll him out of the nomination process. And I don't think Bernie Sanders is good at all, but the Democrats let their party coronate Hillary Clinton instead of having an actual election. So we deserve Trump, whether people like it or not, whether they hate it or not. This is what we're going to get. And I'm sorry he's going to tear down your little system of corruption. I hope he does it. I hope he does it because people need to start going to jail for what they're doing. You can't have a 2008 banking crisis and nobody go to jail because that just breeds more corruption. Just like this Wells Fargo guy, we're just going to let him resign. Oh, we're going to take $41 million from him or not give him those bonuses. But everything else he gets to keep for creating a bunch of fake accounts so he can take your money. Because you're too busy with your everyday life to needle every little line item out of your checkbook or in your bank statement and go, whoa, 29 cents was taken out, 30 cents was taken out. You're not noticing those. And they don't make that much of an impact. But in the aggregate, they add up. But that's okay. He's a giant banker who helps launder drug money. That's okay. Thanks, Uncle Sam. Keep up the good work, and we'll check out that video of you. Question of the day. Gemma in Illinois, go ahead. What's your question or comment?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about, I think it's really great that everything is coming out in batches from WikiLeaks' Julian Assange. One of the things that I think that he's doing incredibly well is making these daily dumps all the way up until the final day, because otherwise then we would have the problem of them getting her out and get somebody else in that's part of the establishment.
I agree. They could do that. They could force her out with some fake health issue or real health issue even at this point, and then go, oh, we got somebody else to step in. It's somebody that we haven't had to look at or vet at all through our vetting process. And he's clean as a whistle. You know, this is who we need. Yeah, I like that. And it also lets people look through them without being overwhelmed with like 20,000 emails, you know, opposed to like 1,000 at a time. So I agree. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, you know, I do foresee them trying to keep Trump out by either starting the war with Russia or there's going to be a financial collapse.
And then Obama says we got to suspend the election.
To keep Trump out, that means postponing the election by either the drop in the stock market or we're going to be at war with Russia.
Well, they're running out of time for that, but Russia sure is making preparations. They're doing mass evacuation drills involving 40 million people. They're telling their higher-ups to bring their kids back from overseas who are getting educations overseas. They're saying, bring them back. We don't know what's going on. They might put Hillary in office. They might be, the American people might be stupid enough to put Hillary in office, a lady who wants, because she has to cover up for all this stuff that's coming out every day. She has to cover for that. And the only way to cover for that is to go to war.
One of the reasons.
Okay, because they don't care. People don't care that all this is coming out. They only care about this locker room talk. At least that's what the mainstream media wants you to believe. Go ahead.
Right. But I'm a woman, and it doesn't bother me. You know, I raised my children. I was a bartender. And
oh, my God. You probably heard somebody say something.
You hear men talking about stuff like this even in bars. This isn't even in the locker room. You hear it at a bar, you know.
And don't lie. You probably heard women talking the same way, right?
Absolutely. You know, they come in and they crab about their husbands or their boyfriends and this mm-hmm. and that, or they had a good time, or that, you know, he doesn't know how to do this. You know, it's both female and male that do that.
Yeah. Oh, but nobody in the mainstream media ever talks like that. None of these pious people that get up there. Oh, we don't say anything like that. And I bet if you followed them around with hidden cameras, you'd find all kind of stuff, because you've got James O'Keefe at Project Veritas is coming out with some great stuff with his hidden cameras. We got some Hillary staffers saying, I could grab her on the butt two or three times before I get fired. And then when he's confronted about it, he runs away because these people are scared little ninnies that are afraid of anything. They like to hide in the dark, and they like to do things deceivedly. They like to be deceivers, little great deceivers. This is why I think it's appropriate that we call Hillary a demon. She is the number one deceiver. Here's an article. Secret terror deal. This is from The Sun. America plotting to allow 9,000 ISIS fighters to escape terror capital Mosul so they can attack Russian troops, Moscow outrageously claims. And this comes from a source. Let's see. There's a military source in Moscow that told The Star, in preparation for the operations in Mosul, U.S. intelligence agencies and Saudi Arabia agreed that before the assault, all militants will be offered a safe route to leave the city with their families. Remember that convoy that we saw of ISIS? And people are like, why are we bombing this convoy? Because they don't want to bomb the convoy. Under the supposed agreement brokered by Saudi Arabia, the U.S.-led coalition will only bomb targets agreed with the militants in advance. And basically, they're going to go and bomb empty buildings. Or they might have a kid nearby so they can put a photo op out saying, look, we're bombing children. Or Russia's bombing children. 9,000 fighters will be transferred to the eastern regions of Syria for a new offensive operation. We're literally working with the terrorists. Literally. Literally working with people who cut people's heads off, have their children execute people, throw gays off buildings, and commit horrible atrocities. And that's who we're siding with. Okay? And Hillary Clinton is part of that group that is siding with these people. Okay? But she's got experience. She's got experience. And experience trumps everything. If she's got experience, we got to put her in. Oh, well, we can't have somebody with no experience in there. Please. Please. It's just so sad to watch the American people be hoodwinked by this creature, Hillary Clinton. So sad. So sad. Let's go to Bruce in Washington, D.C. The Dirty Tricks. Go ahead, Bruce.
Remember the movie Wag the Tail? As long as the refugee is carrying the calico cat, we're all good. I'm going to answer your question right off the bat. what do I think is the most damning emails out there? Quite frankly, I think the biggest one is all of them, the utter and complete disdain for the American people that these politicians have.
And the supposed democratic process that they like to talk about in public. Oh, we're for democracy, we're for voting, and yet they scheme behind. It's all little schemes going around where, oh, I got the question to the debate, here it is. Oh, that's the Russians when they get caught doing it. It's insane. Go ahead.
The Russians, there's no way it's the Russians. It's either NSA or people within the DNC. There's hopefully some good
or somebody with a bullet in his back named Seth Rich.
Oh no, that was a robbery.
Yeah, it was. They didn't take his watch or his wallet or his cell phone. He was totally robbed.
Exactly.
He's robbed of his life, definitely.
I'm right outside of D.C., and there was a gas leak and an apartment blew up with a couple of other DNC computer people that died within
Ooh.
A few days of him.
Really?
If you look that up, you'll find it out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was in downtown Silver Spring.
All a coincidence, folks. These people are good, and they love you, and they got experience. And experience is what counts in this world. More than anything, more than a good head on your shoulders. You got to have experience.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all 5 for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Myself today to see if I
on screen right now. I'm Leanne McAdoo sent myself and Alex just the other day. This is after Alex called Hillary and Obama demonic or demons. Actually, he called them demons. Let's be fair. Let's be accurate. This is from Psalm 78:45. He sent flies among them which devoured them, and it's got Hillary and Obama with flies on them, and frogs which destroyed them, and it shows our good old friend Pepe right there. It's an incident created by a Hillary supporter for using their own weapons against them. I love it. Here's an article from Kit Daniels, one of our great writers here at InfoWars.com. Leaked email, Hillary supports TPP in private but denounces in public. Remember during the debate she said Abraham Lincoln caused her to have public and private positions and he caused her to delete emails? Well, this comes from one of her speechwriters, Dan Sherwin. Sherwin was writing a speech that assumes she's ultimately going to support both the Trade Promotion Authority and TPP, but gives herself an out to publicly backtrack from corporate trade deals. This draft assumes that she's ultimately going to support both TPA and TPP, Sherwin wrote. These are from WikiLeaks emails, of course. It focuses on what needs to happen to produce a positive result with TPP and cast support for TPA. It's one of those steps. You can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Remember that? We showed the clip from Charlie Rose and the speechwriters all together. And it was this guy came up with keep your doctor, keep your plan. They all laugh about it because it's so funny how they dupe you people. But they got experience. So don't forget that. A lot of experience there with those people. I hate to harp on that, but that's all I hear from the left. Hillary Clinton got experience. So we got to support her. She's got experience. She's an experienced demon. I agree. Total experience. Let's finish up here. Final callers. John in California, go ahead.
How's it going?
It's going great. Go ahead with your point. We're running out of time.
Yes. Okay. So Trump could debunk the racist false paradigm that Hillary keeps pushing. I mean, I know there's like taking a high road, so to speak, about just kind of ignoring it. But there's two points I want to make. Questioning Obama's citizenship is not racist. Yet Hillary keeps mentioning that. And Obama's citizenship. Trump also mentioned, I believe, was it Ted Cruz, about whether he was more Canadian than American and kind of questioned his citizenship as well. So right there, that just shows you it's not a matter of race. It's a matter of where his loyalties are and where his background's from. And point number two would be border security. Doesn't matter if it's Canadians or Mexicans. I mean, Trump could strategize and figure out what to say exactly. But, I mean, it's just making Devel help just crack the false paradigm that they're trying to push, you know? Because it doesn't matter if it's Canadians or Mexicans or where they're coming from, you know? We want Americans.
Yeah, and when they go, it's racist to want to vet Muslims. Well, Muslims are not a race. It's a religion.
Yeah.
They practice, and Muslims are people who practice the Islamic religion. They could be white Americans. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a Muslim. Muhammad Ali was a Muslim. They're not from the Middle East. They're here in the United States.
She keeps on using that, you know, and it's pandering to emotions, and it's not logical either, so.
It doesn't matter. She's got experience. What do you know? Let's go to Ed in Hawaii. Let's talk about the Fed buying out the stocks. Ed, what do you mean by that?
So, how you doing? This is an issue that the Donald Trump campaign should seize upon. Basically, Janet Yellen, the last couple of weeks, has been floating the idea that maybe we should think about buying stocks. Currently, the Fed can't do that. It's not lawful, so they need to go to Congress for this. Some of the other lackeys out there, like Lawrence Summers, are hopping on board trying to float this idea too. What I find interesting about this is they're talking about the Federal Reserve buying stocks and corporate bonds near all-time highs. So clearly, they see something coming, and they need to get it enacted quickly. So that
we got to run. Thanks for bringing that up. Plunge Protection Team, look that up. It's Congress buying stocks to prop up the stock market. They've been doing it for years. Thanks for watching InfoWars.com/show for the replay. And join us tonight for the nightly news starting at 7 p.m. Central.
Visit GCNLive.com today.